Pat Callahan.
And I'm Tyler Zuli, and today on the Captain Has Turned On the Fasten Seatbelt Sign edition of This Week in Pro Football.
Well, it is tough to beat both Ryan Fitzpatrick and Marcus Mariota the same season.
Some good seats still available on the repeat bandwagon after a tough loss in Nashville. Now comes Kirk in the 1-2-1 Vikings.
We'll debate the burst of overtime games, a possible trade for the NFL's dumbest poker player, and enough with the sainthood for Patty Mahomes.
Sal Powell and the Birds' early season turbulence, Harris flies fantasy first class, and the pick segment is off the runway right now on This Week in Pro Football.
This Week in Pro Football.
Don't make me sock you.
This Week in Pro Football.
Leave it up. We ain't on three. 1, 2, 3.
The hardest hitting football show in Philadelphia.
Guests.
Featuring weekly correspondent Sal Palantonio, taking you inside the Eagles and the entire NFL.
You come this far, you play with trust, you play with confidence, and you play physical.
It's This Week in Pro Football.
Are you ready for some football?
And now, Pat Callahan.
All right, good morning, everybody, and welcome to week number 5 of This Week in Pro Football. 97.5, The Fanatic. At the National Football League, we are coming to you an hour early. Thanks to my beloved Temple Owls again, who do nothing but wreak total havoc, Tyler, with this show's schedule. We're an entire hour early this week because Temple's playing East Carolina, and I guess they got something big going on here that requires them to come on at 11 a.m.
Yeah, you know, but hey, we're going to get our full 2 hours in today instead That's of right. Having to cut it short.
That's right. And I need the whole 2 hours, soon to be joined by Joey Torti. But I got Tyler here. We're at 610-632-0975. I hope everybody got the memo that we are on an hour early. And our usual 2.5 million listeners are primed and ready to go for 2 hours of Eagles and NFL talk. A lot to discuss here, including, obviously, tomorrow's game. Boy, it is a sizable game, Tyler, I think. It's a big game, but it's a big game for both teams. And it's an interesting debate as to who is catching who at the wrong time. In other words, which team's more desperate? Which team really needs this win more? Because there are some alarming numbers as to, I think the Eagles are going to make the playoffs. I don't think there's any question about that. But, you know, you start, the lower seed you get, the less chance you have of getting any kind of dance.
And I think it kind of gets weird because 5 weeks into the season, you don't normally see the NFC Championship winner and the NFC Championship runner-up both in almost desperation mode to win a game.
Yeah, and either one with a winning record right now. The Eagles sit at 2-2, and Minnesota, as I said, 1-2-1, including a tie with Green Bay. Lots of ties or near ties in the league this year, and of course that evokes the usual discussion about, you know, ties are horrible. I want to debate that with you and Joe today. So I don't think they're that horrible. Tie's a tie, that's all. And I don't want to get into any kind of college football gimmickry where you put the ball on the 6-inch line and whoever can leap over the pile wins the game. I don't want any of that nonsense in the NFL. So we certainly want to talk about that. We mentioned Le'Veon Bell, not by name in the open, but you heard the talk this week. Of course, it happens now. I said this a couple weeks ago in Philadelphia. Any big name player in any sport is having contractual issues. Well, he's got to come to Philly. Eagles got to get him. Philly's got to get him. Sixers got to get him, whatever. I don't think there's any way the Eagles are going to do this. I don't think any team is going to grab this guy. But it's an interesting debate as to what would you give up for what's basically a 7 or 8 game rental.
For the talent level, I think that there's not a whole lot of prices you wouldn't pay, especially if you're on the cusp or if you're trying to push your team to the next level. If you're the Eagles at 2-2 and this trade becomes viable and he's willing to play, and that's the big part, I would do a second round pick for him.
Boy, that's a big price for a guy who's going to be with you 8 games.
Oh, I know. But it's like making a rental in baseball. If it brings you a World Series, if it brings you another Super Bowl, I'm all for it.
But the clear implication would be that without him, you're not going to get it. And I don't know if that's the case. The Eagles are, you know, they're so banged up at running back. You know, it's amazing, Tyler, that the less guys play in the preseason, the more injured they get. You know, doesn't it seem that way anymore? That the guys, nobody's playing in the preseason. And come by week 2, half the team is on injured reserve.
Which is amazing how the offenses are scoring more points than ever since they basically are playing preseason game 1 and 2 in week 1 and 2.
I know. Joey T, good morning, pal.
Morning, Pat. How are you?
All right, pal.
In the era of the self-driving car, I don't know how people can still hit fire hydrants, but somehow they find a way on Saturday mornings and mess with me. I appreciate your patience.
Well, I tell you, I just find any more, Joey, driving that I just can't stand it. If everyone would just do me a favor and get out of my way. I mean, is that asking too much? Just get out of my way and let me get where I'm. I know where I'm going.
Right.
Seemingly half the populace doesn't know where they're going. But you're right. It's unavoidable. And then Tyler was telling me about the, of course, the requisite PennDOT crew that's supposed to be gone by 6 and about 10 of 8. They finally wander off the construction site. And
it's natural. Yeah. It's natural. But like I said, appreciate the patience. And if Tyler does a nice job like that on the intros every week, I might just sit the first 5 minutes out every week.
Well, you can sit them out and save yourself up for next year. So we were just talking about that. One of the many topics I want to get into today. In addition to what we were talking about, is this really a crucible game here for both teams? And I want to cite you my usual army of statistics.
Of course.
It is a significant game. Not because I don't think Philly's going to make the playoffs. I think the Eagles would have to go out of their way not to win the NFC East. But because of seeding. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Like, it's really something that in the last 5 Super Bowls, 9 of the 10 teams playing in those five Super Bowls were number one seeds. So, I mean, you can see how daunting it is. If you're not the number one seed with that home field and that one less game, how much more difficult it is to get there.
It's a far cry from when the Giants and the Steelers and the Packers were the last teams into the playoffs and made it all the way and won the Super Bowl. Think about what happened last year, right? Philadelphia, thanks to home field advantage, first round bye, was able to overcome not having your starting quarterback, working your way through that schedule. They weren't favored in any game, but home field advantage, I'm sure, helped the whole way through. Wow. You're absolutely right. It's crucial.
It is. It is. And tomorrow we'll speak a lot about it. Minnesota looking at going 1-3-1 if they lose this game tomorrow. That's pretty daunting. And so I think they'll be a fired-up team. But you know, they're banged up, certainly. But Minnesota and Philly both seeing, I think, what would you think about this theory that there is some psychology here. It's not just the fact that the Eagles have a ton of injuries. They do, you know, unlike way more so than I think Tyler and Joe, they were facing this time last year, you know, and some years you just hit it where guys don't get hurt and
sure,
offensive lines stay intact or whatever it is. D lines stay intact and you get that, you know, you get that smooth engine going. And then a year later, everybody's hurt. And the Eagles really are hurt badly at the running game. And, you know, Alshon Jeffrey just came back. You saw what a difference he made in 1 week.
Absolutely.
And that hurt the receiving game for the first few weeks. So injuries are a big part. But I think psychologically, would you buy off on any of this that, you know, the Eagles' opening schedule, I just don't think it fired them up. You know, the game against Atlanta, obviously the opening game, that was a big one. But since then, it's been at Tampa, home to Indy, at Tennessee. No natural rivals there. 2 of them AFC teams. I don't think the Eagles were really psychologically into it, and I think that changes tomorrow.
I think there is an element to that. I think you're absolutely right. I don't think that anyone would say that it is a conscious thing where you're like, all right, well, you know, we've just got to start out with Indianapolis and Tampa Bay. But when you do win the Super Bowl, and not only that, I feel like we forget that last year the Eagles are smacking teams, just dummying teams down
right.
the stretch. So
right.
it's natural, I think, to get some of that that thought that, hey, you just flip the switch anytime that you need to go and you can just go. That's the frustrating part about watching this team is that you don't realize or fear that they might lose to Tennessee or to Tampa right. Bay until the third quarter when they haven't turned it on. It's like, is this ever going to happen? That's where the struggle comes in. So getting up for the game is a huge issue.
Yeah, a lot of screaming last week during that game. The Eagles up 17-3. They eventually lost the game. I just didn't sense that they were really into it from a really cylinders firing situation. And as you just mentioned, just touched on, hey, they're the defending Super Bowl champions. You can bet the other team, you know, the team on the other side of the ball is fired up because they're playing the Super Bowl champs.
Right.
And right away, it's a niche in their gun belt if they can pull a win off against Philadelphia. Now, I don't think that applies tomorrow. Do you guys buy off on any of the revenge talk for tomorrow's game?
I mean, there might be some revenge instances in, like, the parking lots, tailgating and stuff like that. But, like, I've read an article because I laid out this theory last night that this is a perfect get-right game for the Eagles because it's not an opponent that you're likely to overlook. It's a talented opponent that isn't playing well. Like, that's a perfect recipe for, you know, confidence building. But the same could be said for Minnesota because they need this game desperately in order to stay relevant. And I would think that at this point it's already difficult to see them winning their division. But now if they're going to garner wild card action or have any hope of winning that division, this almost becomes a must win already. It's crazy.
You mean for Minnesota?
For Minnesota.
Yeah. I agree with you because, like I said, I don't think the Eagles can lose the NFC East. I think the Giants are... They just don't know what their identity is at all. Washington is an enigma. You know, you don't know. One week they look terrific, you know, and they shut down Green Bay, and then the next week they just don't even bother to appear at home against Indianapolis. So it's hard to get a read on Washington, and I just don't think Dallas has very much talent. So I think the Eagles are safe, I'd say, to winning the division.
Right. Then you look at it on Minnesota's side, right? You got the Bears at the top of that division. Green Bay seems to be coming alive. It's a completely different story for Minnesota's side.
Yeah, it's much tougher for Minnesota. You're right about that. But the Vikings right now, 19th in total defense, Joe, giving up 382 yards a game. That's a far cry. And it's primarily the same outfit defensively that they had last year. I just don't think they were ready to tee it up again this year. And look at that. The Rams sliced and diced them in that Thursday night game a week or so ago. I think there'll be opportunities for Philadelphia, but I think the Vikings' backs are fully against the wall.
And their ratio's been off, too, run-pass all year. I've lauded Kirk Cousins, and people are like, oh, he's obviously not living up to the contract. I think Kirk Cousins is doing everything that he can to live up to the contract that he signed. But there is no team with a worse pass-run ratio in the entire league than Minnesota. They've been banged up at running back. It's clear why they're not winning games, even if they're putting up stats.
All right, we're at 610-632-0975, 610-632-0975. We've got to do our social media thing, Joe.
Yes.
Your 180,000 followers.
All of them.
All right, at Joe Torti, at TWIPF Pat. And, of course, we are podcasted, you know, in this high-quality radio program.
Absolutely,
so
we are.
You know, it gets the whole thing, and you can certainly do that. So, in addition to talking about this game tomorrow and how significant it is for both sides, Tyler and I were touching on Le'Veon Bell, the talk all week about what would you give up for this guy if you wanted to do it. I don't think they should do it. I don't think any team's going to do it. And it's just alarming with this guy. I don't know what he's doing. I mean, Pittsburgh, you talk about a team. We were just talking about Minnesota. There's a team, Pittsburgh, Joe, that's sitting with the same record, I think, right? They're 1-2-1 also.
Yes.
And they have their next two games. They got Atlanta tomorrow, and then they got Cincinnati. And he just announces, oh, I'll be back for after the bye.
Week 7.
Yeah, like he's talking about taking his car in for an oil change. Well, you know, it's crazy. They could be fully out of it by the time he decides to wander back in.
Absolutely. They could be 0-2 in the division.
Yeah.
They could be 1-4-1.
Yeah. And he's decided that's when he's coming in. I mean, how could you trade for this guy? What if you traded for him and then come postseason, he sits there and says, well, I held out half the season because I want to save myself for free agency. Why would I want to play a postseason game?
Right. If he considers his situation in Pittsburgh bad, there's no changing it with any other team at this point. There's no renegotiating contracts. Right. There's no extensions. There's no more guaranteed money or whatever. So you could be trading for a guy to be in the exact same position. And I've also laid out all the reasons why I don't think it makes any sense, nor will the Steelers trade him to begin with, just because of all of the avenues that they have to hang on to his services beyond this year.
Okay. I think it's an interesting thing with the Steelers as to what they're going to do with this guy.
Does he seem like a bad apple? Oh, like with God. All that talent in that locker room,
yeah.
The fact that team hasn't won a Super Bowl, does that say something to you?
I think so. I think that's the locker room on the western side of the state, I think, is in a lot worse shape than the locker room on the eastern side of the state.
I think that's fair.
Yeah. And so 610-632-0975. Is there a Super Bowl hangover here, Joey Bags? I mean, is this, you know, you hear about this term all the time. And teams that win the Super Bowl and they just can't reach back. I'm a believer in it. I just think, you know, you go through the incredible emotions of winning an NFL championship, especially in a city where hadn't won one in 60-plus years. And I think it's just not 60-plus, but whatever, it's high 50s. I think it's really, really hard to recharge that engine and say, all right, that's done now. We're going to start all over again. And is there any evidence of that in the first 4 weeks of the season?
Well, I'm going to preface all of this by saying that I am a total capitalist, and you're allowed to do whatever you want to do in your business ventures and things like that, okay? But having said that, everybody's got a book. Jason Kelsey's got all of these appearances. Lane Johnson, I think maybe yesterday, stopped talking about the New England Patriots. They had the Super Bowl banner up in the locker room. It was going to stay there until Malcolm Jenkins had to say something. It could be organizational, not just from a player standpoint. Yeah. Everybody might be, you know, a little bit smelling themselves and resting on the laurels and things like that. No matter what Doug Peterson's rhetoric is about this being the new norm and everything else, it's we haven't seen teams go back to back since New England did it 14 years ago.
Right.
It's very difficult to do.
And they weren't making a habit of doing it before New England did it 14 years ago. So you're right. It is a total anomaly when a team is able to not only win back-to-back Super Bowls, but get back to back-to-back Super Bowls. The NFC is stacked. You know, there's a lot of obstacles in the way for Philadelphia trying to do this twice in a row. But maybe we shouldn't be looking at that. Let's be looking at just one game tomorrow against a formidable opponent. I think at the end, that's going to be a slugfest game. Over-under is 46. I don't know which way that's going to go, Joe. You never know in today's NFL. I mean, it's just ridiculous. That Atlanta-Pittsburgh game tomorrow, I think the over-under is 90. I mean, it's just such ping-pong football now. It's really something else. I mean, I think that's something else for later in the next 2 hours is the NFL basically jumped the shark with this emphasis on passing. I mean, it's just nobody runs the ball, and you can't cover anybody. We're going to talk with Sal Powell in the 10 o'clock hour about the sudden significant increase in illegal contact penalties, which I think is the worst penalty in the books. But all of it is geared towards passing the football, you know. And so, you know, maybe with Alshon Jeffrey back now, the Eagles may be geared to take advantage of that.
610-632-0975 is your phone number if you want to join in on This Week in Pro Football. Let's go to the phones right now with Will in Newtown. What's happening, Will?
Hey, guys. You know, I watched the game twice. The Titans game.
Okay.
And I think there's one person, if you had to look at one person responsible for that loss, it was Jim Schwartz. Especially when you look at the whole game, he was trying to send four people to try to get to the quarterback all game when the Titans, I mean, they send one extra guy every single down at Wentz. Every single down, there's an extra guy coming at Wentz. And our guys, we were running four. He had a 3rd and 19. In the overtime, and he sent four guys. He had a 4th and 15 in overtime and sent four guys, and they made both downs. It was just painful to watch. And I come from the Jim Johnson era.
Right.
I'm thinking, Jim Johnson, you knew he was blitzing. Everyone knew. And I'm not saying send the whole team. I'm saying send one extra guy, a linebacker who could fill a hole. You know, which is what the Titans were doing. Titans were sending the whole team. They're sending one extra guy on a regular basis. And it was just enough to throw off our offense.
What'd you think of their blitz on the last play of the game?
It was stupid.
Why?
That was because they sent the whole team.
Yep.
They sent the whole team. It was stupid.
Yep, I agree.
You know, and that's what he does. He sends the whole team. And that's just ridiculous. And you know what, guys? The Super Bowl, we won it, and that's why we never talk about what a lousy job that Jim Schwartz did in that Super Bowl. Not putting pressure on the greatest quarterback in the world? Are you crazy?
Well, I'll say this, Will. You're right about I always thought that when you got a guy in a 4th and 15 or 4th in any kind of double-digit situation, why not blitz him? Because you want him to get rid of the ball right away, and he's not going to be able to throw it that far down the field. And then if you just tackle the guy who catches the pass, you get the ball.
Or he throws it up blind to a safety.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So I think he's right about that. I think the Eagles, defensive game plan. I don't know if they were just tired. It was very hot. And maybe the Eagles were running a little bit low on gas. And Mariota did look good. He looked way better than I'd seen him look recently. So, Tennessee, I knew they were going to be a tough opponent. They're a big, tough, plodding opponent that's going to generally stick around all day. And I think the Eagles maybe just ran out of a little gas there. But now they got to recharge themselves. They got a very desperate opponent coming in here tomorrow.
Well, and we talked about it at length that Jim Schwartz has been Jim Schwartz for a long time. Like, he blitzes about 22% of the time, you know, usually in like the 27th, 28th in the league range there. It's just last year, with the front four mostly, in incorporating that 22%, the Eagles pressured the quarterback 41% of the time. It was their biggest advantage that they had on defense. They're not getting any pressure this year. And not only that, they're ineffective when they blitz. They still only get pressure about 32-33% of the time of those rare blitzes. So I don't know if it's a scheme thing. I don't know if it's a personnel thing where the Eagles don't have blitzing linebackers. And a guy like, you know, pending any legal issues, Michael Kendricks was a huge part of that. I don't know where it comes from, but it's looking like it's going to be on the defensive line if the defense is going to get turned around, because there don't seem to be sweeping changes made in the secondary either.
No, that's right. And then, of course, you know, the injuries are piling up, including that side of the ball right now. They lose Rodney McLeod. And, you know, it's, you know, Corey Graham clearly had struggled last week, and on that infamous 4th-and-15 play, yes, where the ball sailed right over his outstretched hand. Boy, you know, Joe, it's just not a good era of pro football to have weaknesses in your secondary.
No.
It's just not. And because teams are just tearing it apart. The game is so skewed right now towards successful passing of the football. I'm going to hit you later on with some passing statistics that are ridiculous, the kind of numbers these quarterbacks are putting up right now, including our latest Hall of Famer, Mahomes, who, those Monday night guys, you almost couldn't listen to it after a while. It's just every pass he threw, if he threw a 2-yard out, it was the greatest 2-yard out ever tossed in NFL history. Come on. I'd be curious to see how he does tomorrow against Jacksonville. But, the Eagles, this is the way you got to play the game now, Joe. You got to throw the ball, you got to throw it often, and you got to defend it.
So I guess my issue that I have with the whole thing, we're going to take a breather here, but the question that I want to know on the other side is, it seems like that's a negative connotation for you. And I really want to unpack why the passing game and the, like, kind of fireworks game, you know, rubs a lot of people, like Pat and like me in some cases, the wrong way. We're going to get to that next. It's This Week in Pro Football right here on 97.5
The Fanatic. 97.5
The Fanatic.
NFL Week 5, and the Birds are 2-2. And back at the Link this Sunday at 4:25. Spend your football Sunday starting at 1 p.m. with Trey Thomas, Devon Gibbons, and Bob Cooney. Live from Sugar House for the Fanatic pregame show. After the game, join the Joes, Torty and Stazak. They'll be taking your calls and instant reaction on the Fanatic postgame show. All the pre- and postgame action is on Philadelphia's football station. 97.5, The Fanatic.
I need to build my dreams, to grab some grub, to pay with ease, to get a loan, to use my hands, a place to chill, a bank I can trust.
Whether you need to pay for lunch, transfer some funds, or improve your home, Tompkins Vist Bank has the mobile tools you need to make it easy. And since we're local, you can depend on us to treat you like friends and to support the community where you live. Tompkins Vist Bank, your local, mobile, remarkable community bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Loan subject to credit approval.
Pat Callahan from This Week in Pro Football. Philadelphia sports teams know all about being powerful. But when the power of a violent storm disrupts electric service to your home or business, it's time to look to the power of a Honda generator. And our friends at Norris Sales Company can deliver the best prices and the best service on reliable Honda generators. These portable gas-powered generators all have Honda's legendary 4-stroke commercial-grade engines. Honda engines have long been recognized as the industry leader in providing reliable, quiet, and fuel-efficient power and come with a 3-year limited warranty. Norris Sales Company offers the full line of rugged Honda generators from 1,000 watts all the way to 10,000 watts, available for sale and select models for rent. For construction companies, Norris Sales Company offers the full line of Honda dewatering and construction pumps, also available for sale or rent. Visit Norris Sales Company in Conshohocken, PA, or Sycamore, New Jersey. Also visit online at norrissales.com or call 800-457-RENT.
It's Park Bank's 20th season, and they're gifting you $20 a month for 20 months to join the family. That's right. New Park Bank 20 for 20 checking account holders earn up to $400 to experience a return to better banking. Some restrictions apply. Visit their anniversary site at parkbank20.com. That's Park with an E. Or call toll-free 866-727-5325 for details. Offer available to new Park Bank 20 for 20 checking account customers only. Excludes business accounts. Member FDIC.
Want to save money on your energy bill? Try switching to UGI Energy Services. We're your local partner for energy planning and budgeting, with sound purchasing advice and pricing directly from us.
not through a broker or third party. We believe in building honest relationships with our customers, and it starts with competitive energy rates. To take control of your energy bill, partner with a natural gas and electric provider you can trust. Visit UGIEnergyServices.com.
Hey, it's Trey Thomas, and I'm warming up for this week's pregame show at Sugar House Casino. Tune in before the game to hear my take on what the Birds defense needs to do to keep the Minnesota Vikings out of the end zone this Sunday at the Link. This pregame show warm-up is brought to you by your local Pierce Phelps Bryant dealers, who will do whatever it takes to keep you warm this upcoming winter. Visit NoPayBryant.com to find a dealer near you, and don't forget to join us at Sugar House 3 hours before kickoff.
Hey, it's Natalie Eganoff. I've been spending my morning with the Fanatic Ground Crew and the people of the Salvation Army. We're here at Memorial Hall in Fairmount Park to take part in the fourth annual Human Trafficking Awareness 5K Walk and Run presented by She's My Sister Ministry of the Enon Tabernacle Baptist Church. I've had a chance to talk with so many walkers and runners and people who came to support those walking and running, and we're all here to raise awareness and money to help fight human trafficking. All the proceeds from today's 5K Walk and Run go to help support the Salvation Army's New Day to Stop Trafficking program. You can get more information and also donate if you weren't able to join us for the 5K today by visiting safilly.org. That's safilly.org. We are set up here with the Fanatic Ground Crew at Memorial Hall in Fairmount Park. It's the fourth annual Human Trafficking Awareness 5K Walk and Run. It's Natalie Eganoff with 97.5 The Fanatic.
Poppy's Italian Restaurant is celebrating 25 years as a Philly favorite by hosting another Philly favorite, the Sal Pal Football Hour. Go to poppiesrestaurant.com for dates and details. There'll be surprise player guests, plus great happy hour prizes all night long with select Treasury wines on special. Seating for the Sal Pal Football Hour is limited, so make your reservations today at poppiesrestaurant.com. Love Poppy's international cuisine and friendly atmosphere, but not much of a football fan? Poppy's has you covered with great happy hour specials Monday through Friday from 4 to 6:30 p.m. And you don't want to miss Poppy's famous crab cakes and veal chops either. Poppy's Italian Restaurant is located in the heart of the city and close to the stadium with free parking, and their private banquet room is perfect for holiday parties. So book yours now. For address, hours, menus, and more, visit poppiesrestaurant.com. That's poppiesrestaurant.com. The Philadelphia Flyers Corona Extra Beach House Package is available now for select October and November games. Your first chance this season to see the Vegas Golden Knights is on Saturday, October 13th. Or choose from other key fall matchups like the New Jersey Devils or the Tampa Bay Lightning. Starting at just $99, this package will give you a ticket to the game, plus unlimited food and beer pregame throughout the second intermission in the Corona Extra Beach House. You can't beat this inclusive price. Grab your pack today at PhiladelphiaFlyers.com.
Do you have a large group of friends that want to watch this Sunday's Birds Minnesota game or upcoming Penn State Michigan State on the 13th? Philadelphia's newest sports bar, Stats on 17th, has a VIP lounge where bottle service meets sports. Stats on 17th is the perfect place for a group of friends to have a sports party with comfy leather couches, 30 huge screens, great food, reasonable prices, and hot waitresses taking care of all your needs. Call to reserve your big game party this week. Stats on 17th, 111 South 17th, just below Davio's. Visit www.statson17.com.
The home of Sal Palantonio, 97.5, The Fanatic.
Welcome to the Mile High, young fella. This crowd is electric. As he completes his first of the night, Mahomes, he's going to try to get there on his own, and he does so with ease. Showtime. 8-yard touchdown run.
Watch his awareness, though. After he scrambles, like, watch him look back. See him peek? Wow. He wants to know if those defensive linemen are coming behind him.
Kelsey's your man on the drag. Here comes Von Miller. Oh, how did he pull that off? He got it to Hill, and they've got a first down.
About Montana magic in Kansas City. Look at this guy. Von Miller on his heels. He throws it left-handed. Any way possible.
Oh, my God. Callahan and Torti and Zuli here this week in pro football. 97.5, The Fanatic, 610-632-0975. You know, first off, three guys in the booth, right off the shake, three guys. Well, they got one guy wandering around in a minivan around the sidelines. right?
Crane.
That's yeah. Imagine that must be great. You pay big money for them seats, and Booger McFarland pulls up in some, you know, some half-assed school bus right in front of you. And then this guy Joe Testor, will you calm down? I mean, every 6-yard gain is emblematic of Montana to John Taylor to win the Super Bowl, and Witten with this. Patrick Mahomes. I mean, we just please. Yeah, how about inhaling every now and then? God Almighty! I think those three are terrible. And will you calm down with Patrick Mahomes? I mean, he looks really good. There's no question. He looks very good. But I mean, all right. Can we just not measure him for the jacket for Canton yet?
I think that that's a fair thing to ask, right? We've seen Deshaun Watson kind of take over the league, Carson Wentz take over the league and come back the next year due to injuries and things like that and have slow starts. I don't know. I think it might be genuine surprise, though, because, you know, if you remember, Monday Night Football has been bad for a really long time. They've been getting the dregs of the league. They might be genuinely surprised to be getting some, like, actual, you know, competent players there on Monday Night Football every once in a while.
I know. And I want to get to what you were just saying about, you know, do I have some sort of innate, animus against all this passing? Well, the answer is yes. I think it's ruined college football, Joe.
Okay.
And I think now your average college football game is, 54-48, 7 overtime game. I think it's ridiculous. I think now it's clearly crept into the pro game because that's what college coaches are now doing. They're all using these spread offenses, and it's all about hurry up to the line of scrimmage and throw it. And then that's now, you know, these guys obviously are going to matriculate into the pro game, both coaches and quarterbacks. And so this is now what you get. Right now you have through 4 weeks, you got 5 guys with an over 70 completion percentage. Now five guys completing over 7 out of every 10 passes, one of whom, Derek Carr, is 25th in the NFL in quarterback rating, yet somehow he's managed to complete 70% of his passes. So you can just see how the run has just become abandoned now in this league.
So in your mind, you're saying that that's like absolutely a bad thing too, because there are teams that even though that it's high scoring, they're power spread run attacks. I mean, you saw it with West Virginia. Like every school that's not Texas Tech in the Big 12 has some kind of power spread run game element. Why is it such a bad thing if the run game goes away?
Because of the way the game's officiated, Joe.
Okay.
And I think one begats the other. The NFL made a conscious decision years ago that we're going to spruce this game up. We're going to fire it up. And the way to do it is to get the ball in the air. And so now it's in the air. And it's never coming out of the air. And okay, that would be fine. If that's the way the game was going to be played, okay, fine. But when you tell your D-backs, you can't touch this guy for 5 yards. No, you can only touch the guy for 5 yards. But if you do it, then I'm going to find some other reason to drop a flag on him. I'll call holding. If it's over 5 yards, I'm going to call illegal contact. You can't target him. You can't hit him low. You can't hit him high. You know, you can't sack the quarterback. The rules now are so stacked in favor of a young guy like Patty Mahomes that it's just, I don't know, I don't want to say shooting fish in a barrel, but clearly the game has become who can put the ball in the air the most and the furthest, and you're going to win games.
It makes you wonder what Marino or Unitas would have done in the modern game rules.
You're excited. I mean, Dan Marino would have been by far one of the best quarterback of all time with these kind of rules. I mean, the way he could sling the ball, that's a good point. But, I mean, you look at the running stats, Joe. Right now, through 4 weeks now, okay, you've got 4 guys who have rushed for 300 or more yards. That's only 75 yards a week. 4 guys have done it. And you know, you can just see that the emphasis there is not on handing the ball off whatsoever. And it's just creating a high-ally effect where you're just slinging the ball back and forth between each other. And I think something has been lost. I think the geography part of football has been lost. You know, field position and that kind of strategy and how to use the field to try and win games and control what your opponent's doing. Now it's just get that ball in the air. If you don't complete it, there's going to be a flag and we'll just go down the field that way.
Now, I spend a lot of time in arenas with Arena Football League and stuff like that, and it's high scoring and everything else. And people say, oh, it's like there's no defense in those leagues. What I would say is the defense in a spot like that becomes even more important You know, and so, like, if you get one stop, that so dramatically changes the way that the game's played, as opposed to what happened with Tennessee and Jacksonville, where it's a 5 field goal fest. That kind of proliferates into the NFL, where people say defenses are dead. I would say that it actually makes having a good defense all that much more important, because it's only going to take a stop or two over the course of the game if offenses are constantly scoring in order to put your team in a position to succeed.
That's fair. But, I mean, obviously, by definition, the more you get at something, the less an individual part of it is valued, right?
Sure.
So the more scoring you get, the less important it is to score. I mean, I know that sounds ridiculous, but, you know,
it's diminishing returns.
Yes,
you're
a touchdown
right.
used to mean something. Now it's okay. Thanks. You scored now. Now let them score real quick so we can get it back and score again. So I just, the game is really, really, and that's why I use the phrase jump the shark. I'd like to know, I'm sure on the dinosaur opinion here, 610-632-0975, but. I just think we just lionize these guys now, these younger quarterbacks. And the league now does have they got a nice population now of young quarterbacks. There's no doubt about it. So that's good for the league. But, it's a good time to be an NFL quarterback.
Well, this is how we can make our fortune. We've got to find some kind of metric that's like an actual or true or rules adjusted, era adjusted quarterback rating and definitively rank these guys so that we can know how, say, a Drew Brees matches up against a Sammy Baugh. We've got to know. We've got to find a way to make this happen.
Well, let me do a little Did You Know presented by the good folks at Bryn Mawr Trust. And I'll just hit you with this one here. That right now, 9 quarterbacks in the league in 2018, Joey, have a higher quarterback rating than Joe Montana's career quarterback rating. That just goes to show you how it's a completely different game, right?
That's probably healthy.
Joe Montana would be, Montana, he's okay. He doesn't sling it far enough. He's no Patty Mahomes. God's sake. Did you know, Joe, that the Los Angeles Chargers practicing this week, they're at home, StubHub Field, against the Raiders. The Chargers are piping in crowd noise in their practices in anticipation of facing the Raiders. This is a home game.
That's so embarrassing.
Isn't it though? I mean, it's a shame. I feel bad. I feel bad for those players. Now, they are playing basically 16 road games in Los Angeles, and I think that's very difficult for the Chargers. And it's a shame for Phillip Rivers, certainly. Did you also know that the two betting lines for you? The Eagles are 6-1 straight up and against the spread in the last 7 home games against Minnesota. Anything that's at a tell there?
Well, I mean, it's a small line then, isn't it? If that's the case, it's a little bit of a small line.
Yeah, and the Falcons are 0-7 in the last 7 against the AFC. 0-7 straight up. So
that explains a lot about why Pittsburgh's favored in that game almost inexplicably.
Like, well, but I think it's again, it's a back against the wall game. You know, even though the Falcons, I got to be careful when I say that, the Falcons are really in some difficulty because Atlanta, standings-wise, I think they're like 1-3, aren't they, Joe? And they're in danger of falling out of the entire process. Atlanta is
1-3. And 1-2 at home.
Yeah, and a loss tomorrow, assuming the Saints could beat the Redskins or Carolina wins, Carolina coming off a bye, Atlanta could be 3 games out. And they could be in tough shape, but I just can't believe the Steelers are going to put up another one of their famous home stink jobs. I'd be very surprised. But
I said that last week, and the Ravens just wiped the floor with them, so what do I know?
Let me get my trivia question out here, which is presented by the good folks at Tompkins Bank, Joe. With all this quarterback talk, why not? You know, we'll throw something out about that. And I want you to I think a pretty easy one. I want somebody to call me at 610-632-0975 and give me among active NFL quarterbacks, active now, and minimum 150 attempts. Give me the 3 active quarterbacks, the highest postseason passer rating. Among active quarterbacks with at least 150 postseason pass attempts, name me the 3 with the highest postseason passer rating. All right?
I have guesses.
Well, okay. That's good, Joe. That's good. I guess you got 32 of them now that you think about it. All right. 610-632-0975.
We'll be right back with more. This is This Week in Pro Football on 97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic. Anthony's back.
Sounds good.
Anthony Gargano and Jason Martinez. Middays as part of The Fanatic's new fall lineup starting Monday on 97.5 The Fanatic.
At
Attention, attention, neighbors. I have something big to announce.
Hey, hon.
Hmm?
Is that Tim on the roof with a megaphone?
M&T Bank's Easy Choice Checking is now free from a monthly maintenance fee and free from a minimum balance requirement.
Bill, did you hear that?
Oh.
And while I'm up here, Bill, I'd appreciate it if you stopped raking your leaves into my lawn.
Bill!
Thank you.
Big news. Easy Choice Checking from M&T Bank is now even better than before. It's free from a monthly maintenance fee and free from a minimum balance requirement. Leaving you, well, free from worry.
Now, does anyone have a ladder?
So if you're looking for an easy-to-manage account that can help you save on fees, look no further than Easy Choice Checking from M&T. Stop by any M&T Bank branch today or visit mtb.com/easychoice. M&T Bank. Understanding what's important. Other transaction and service fees, including insufficient funds and overdraft fees, may apply to this account. Member FDIC.
Evolution Energy Partners has helped hundreds of businesses save millions of dollars on their energy spend. They offer electricity and gas procurement strategies, efficiency audits and engineering, and financing solutions, as well as online utility bill management. To learn how your business can save, visit www.evolutionep.com or contact Chuck Kershella at 610-329-8288. Evolution Energy Partners, energy solutions to improve your bottom line.
Joe Torti from This Week in Pro Football here to tell you about Concrete Cutting Systems, Inc., the industry leader in the field of concrete cutting and robotic demolition for over 20 years in the Philadelphia and tri-state area. So if you have a project which requires any type of concrete cutting or core drilling, concrete demolition, or interior excavating, call the specialist, Concrete Cutting Systems, Inc., located at 2514 Orthodox Street in the heart of Philly at 215-533-0652. With a 45-truck fleet, they are able to service all your concrete cutting, robotic concrete demolition, highway sawing, and sealing needs. They are the only full-service union concrete cutting company based in Philadelphia. 100% emission-free saw cutting and concrete removal services and complete slurry cleanup on all roadway projects are just two of the many environmental-friendly services they offer. Also with offices in Pittsburgh, serving all of western Pennsylvania. Check them out on the web at www.concretecuttingsystems.net.
Hey, it's autumn, and it's time for the Autumn at Aaron's event when just $5 gets you started. That's right, just $5 gets you started leasing to own furniture, electronics, and appliances from brands you love. GE, Philips, LG, and more. With no credit needed and free delivery and setup, visit your local Aaron's store or Aaron's.com now through October 11th. It's time for cool breezes and cool deals. Plus, just $5 gets you started during the Autumn at Aaron's event. At participating Aaron's stores, transaction advertised as a rental purchase agreement. Some restrictions apply.
Stop by your neighborhood Sprint store at 955 Paley Pike in Westchester for the best price for unlimited plans. You can get in some of the hottest phones and devices at Sprint. Mention the Fanatic, and they will waive your activation fees. That's right. Mention the Fanatic, and they will waive your activation fees. Offer valid only at the Sprint store at 955 Paley Pike in Westchester. Offers and coverage not everywhere. Subject to credit. Compared to similar national carrier unlimited HD plans. Features differ. Waived activation fee offer ends October 31st, 2018. Use rules and restrictions apply.
It's no secret the way we shop and where we shop is changing. Sometimes the adventure of shopping is half the fun. At Berlin Farmers Market on Clementon Road in Berlin, shopping still is an exciting adventure. Come and see the newly upgraded facilities. 75 indoor stores, 500 outdoor vendors on the weekend, family fun night every Friday evening with activities and events, plus a great variety of restaurants and food options. Berlin Farmers Market truly has something for everyone. Open Thursday through Sunday. Berlin Farmers Market, where shopping is an adventure.
From shredding to printing, the UPS store does every ing for small business. And of course, shipping. And this holiday, when the other guys are closing, we're doing another ing altogether. Opening. So while we're busy notarizing and faxing, consulting and mailboxing, packing and shipping, well, they're not really doing much of anything. Opening this holiday, the UPS store. Every ing for small business. And of course, shipping. The UPS store franchise locations are independently owned and operated. Services, pricing, and hours may vary. See center for details.
It's the little things, like turning October into Pink October at Peebles. It all starts Friday with a four-day Pink Friday doorbuster event. And get ready to be tickled pink, because your age equals your savings on in-store clearance purchases. That's as much as an extra 80% off clearance. Plus, our first 30 guests Friday and Saturday could win a special shopping card. And while you're here, you can help us give back with a donation to the Breast Cancer Research Foundation. Peebles. Little things mean everything. Peebles is part of our Sage family. Offer exclusions apply. See store for details.
Play golf at the Fanatics 9 and Dine Golf Outing October 23rd at Spring Mill Country Club in Ivyland, Pennsylvania. As Anthony and Jason broadcast live, space is limited. So go to 975thefanatic.com now to find out how you can register to win spots in this first-time golf outing. To get more information on the club, go to springmillcountryclub.com.
Update your Fanatic app. We've updated ours. Update yours. 97.5, The Fanatic.
Xavier Rhodes on the bench, not out there on third down and 10. And Foles able to get away and throw. Pass is caught. Jeffrey, touchdown.
All right, Callahan and Torty back here this week in pro football. 97.5, The Fanatic. We're at 610-632-0975, talking about all things quarterbacking, of course. What else do you talk about in this league anymore, Joe? Yeah, except for the QB position and whether the passing game is just the NFL, I use the phrase, jump the shark. But I mean, it's just become all-encompassing the way the game is officiated and the way the game is called by offensive coordinators. And you know, I think, as you were saying during the break, that's why it lends so well to a team like 4-0 Kansas City now, because they got a hot-rodded quarterback, and Jared Goff, my boy, player of the month, he just skewered Minnesota, 10 days ago. And if you're more of a, you know, the Eagles are trying to reestablish that identity now. You know, they don't have any, they're just getting their top receiver back, and yeah, they really haven't got that passing game lined up yet, and that's a major reason why they're struggling.
Well, they were full of slot receivers. People were talking about trade for this guy, trade for that guy, sign Jordan Matthews. I'm like, all right, they still haven't found one guy to play on the outside. Now they have with Alshon Jeffrey coming back, and it's just going to see how they're able to fill the other side. Let's go to Marvin in Pottstown next on This Week in Pro Football. Hey, Marvin.
How's it going, man? First time listener, first time caller.
Oh, welcome aboard.
Thank you. Great show today. I like your topic about the quarterback rating and the quarterbacks passing in general, and how, you know, the offenses are becoming more prolific because of quarterbacks passing the ball so much. And I have to say, I know the numbers, and a lot of numbers do say that quarterbacks are passing the ball a lot more, but I think something that some of the numbers are missing is, I think from what I'm seeing, I think the run is actually setting up the pass a lot of times. Because if you look at the way the NFL is, or for instance, in particular, the Los Angeles Rams, Todd Gurley is their number one option. I feel like without Todd Gurley, that offense isn't as good as it's doing right now. And Jared Goff, he's only thrown 131 passes this season so far, and only completed 97 of them. And that's not a lot of passes to go off of.
Well, I mean, Marvin, I mean, you got Todd Gurley. I mean, that's not like, I don't think you use Todd Gurley to set up anything. I think you give Todd Gurley the ball to score touchdowns. I mean, he's that good. But your point is right, certainly, in that the run can set the pass up. But I'm saying to you is that I think the pass, I tell you what's setting up the passing game right now is the officials. And the way the game is officiated, the way the game is orchestrated right now, that you don't need a run to set up the pass. Just get back there and sling it. You're either going to get a completion or a flag.
Yeah, you know, you're right about that. I feel like the game definitely has gotten a lot softer. And, you know, I agree with your point about, you know, that you can't go 5 yards past the line of scrimmage without, you know, the referees throwing a flag on you for something else or another.
Yeah. Go ahead.
If you look at it, to my point, if you look at it, it's hard for me to say that, you know, the passing game is more important in a sense, because if you look at it, if you think about it, three running backs have been taken before receivers in the last three drafts. And that suggests to me that the running game is more emphasized, more important than the pass game.
What do you think about that, well, Pat Callahan?
Yeah, Marvin, it's not a bad one. Not a bad hurdle or gauntlet he throws down there. But, I mean, all right, who were those guys? I mean, they were, I shouldn't use the term transcendent. That sounds like it was used on Monday Night Football. Right? You know, but, I mean, talk about guys like Gurley, Ezekiel Elliott, Saquon Barkley. I mean, these are guys you can build an entire offense around. I think you look at those other 25 or 26 sure. NFL teams that don't have that kind of stalwart running back. Take Philadelphia as an example. you know, they're the teams that are going to end up like, you can see Doug's doing it. You're throwing the ball 50 times a game because they just don't think the guy that's toting the rock is going to be able to consistently get him.
And you're looking at the guy that I always point out when people are like, oh, look, you have to do it this way because Ezekiel Elliott worked out and Saquon Barkley's good and Todd Gurley's good. Like, okay, I don't know if Leonard Fournette is better than Gurley. I don't think so. But, like, Fournette's certainly in that same conversation. He was a guy who went first overall or in the first round, top five, and he didn't even he's never playing. He's always banged up. He's always got this wrong, exactly that wrong. Right. And that kills you. People are like, oh, why are running backs undervalued in the first round? Well, that's one of the main reasons why.
You're right about that. Receivers, much less of an attrition rate there. But also, receivers, by definition, I guess, Joe, there's so many more of them. They seem more interchangeable. And I guess, you know, the passing game doesn't suffer nearly as much in the absence of a receiver as the running game suffers in the absence of a guy like you're saying, like a Fournette or if any of these other big guys got hurt. But how about a little NFL preview here, Bags?
Yes.
Presented by the good folks at M&T Bank. Wow, the Patriots beat the Colts. That's really shocked.
Stunned.
Really shocked.
I can't believe it happened.
Tom Brady with a couple of 6-inch TD passes that he's famous for. Now 500 for his career, Joe. I predict, of course, I'll be long dead, moldering in the grave. You'll be doing this show with somebody else. Within about 10 years, there'll be two dozen guys with 500 touchdown passes. Pat Mahomes first, of course. But anyway, some other big games tomorrow. Obviously, Minnesota-Philadelphia is a big one. But some games, you know, like we talked about, Atlanta-Pittsburgh as almost an elimination game.
Yeah, already for both teams, and I know that Atlanta's really struggling. Pittsburgh, I find it hard to believe that they're going quietly into the night, but they proved me wrong week after week after week. It seems like that's the direction that they're trending anyway. So,
are you drinking either the Aqua Kool-Aid or the Red Kool-Aid? Miami at Cincinnati, both teams sitting 3-1. I don't know. I can't embrace either one of these organizations.
No. Hard for me to say that either of them are going to be, you know, long-term contenders in the AFC or even short-term this year. I don't anticipate a flare-up, but it should be still an entertaining game.
The ping-pong game of the week, Atlanta at Pittsburgh. I just think that this is going to go very, very high scoring. I think Pittsburgh comes up with a decent enough game at home to win this game.
All right. I would buy that, too, but it's not something that I think Steelers fans are going to be proud of. I feel like it's going to be one of those dirty ones. It's like, okay. Yeah, great.
The old immovable force versus the unstoppable, whatever the hell that phrase is. Jacksonville is at Kansas City. You know, the latest Hall of Famer hosting a defense that I think is very much looking forward to this game tomorrow.
Yeah, and not only that, Blake Bortles has these weird games where he throws it all over the yard, like, periodically. Yeah. Doesn't he feel like he's due for one of those?
Well, I don't know. The Chiefs sure hope so. I mean, I guess I don't know about that, but I kind of like Jacksonville here. Green Bay at Detroit. Green Bay might not have any of their top three receivers this game tomorrow. They just cannot seem to get healthy. I don't like the Lions at home, but the line now is down to a pick. I think Green Bay could be in some trouble here.
I kind of think that as well. I didn't think that we'd be talking this way about the Packers. I thought we'd be talking about them as being a potential NFC contender. It's not trending that way. Injuries, inconsistent play, and they've lost a lot of weapons this offseason. They really did.
Yeah. All right, NFL preview presented by the good folks at M&T Bank. It's interesting. Might be a little passing of the torch there. Why don't we try and squeeze Matt in before we get to South Powell top of the hour?
That sounds great. Let's go to Matt in Pottstown. Hey, Matt.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Hey, I just wanted to just expand on something you just talked about with prolific running backs currently, if you will, a little bit. And I preface this by saying, for the past few weeks, I was huge on going out and getting a guy like Earl Thomas before he broke his leg, okay? So I haven't been banging this drum the entire way. We used to have a guy named LeSean McCoy. Guy had the backfield, could run the ball, catch the ball, always found a way to get down before he took on serious contact. Right now, the way our offense is set up, you mentioned a bunch of guys. You left out Le'Veon Bell. I understand the contract issue. I understand, you know, maybe some of the personality, you know, problematic things he has in Pittsburgh. But that is a guy right now that you can set the table with our offense when you have a guy like Carson, who is Ben Roethlisberger, you know, reborn, but better. You have some receivers like Alshon. You have a Jeffrey. You put a guy like Le'Veon Bell into that backfield, into this mix, and our offense just goes on high octane. And I can't for the life of me understand why, and maybe he is, how he isn't trying to figure a way to make that work, because that really sets our offensive table for the next several years.
It's a great fit.
We're not going to sign Ajayi. Ajayi's not more than a 15-carry guy a game. So I think, you know, he's limited, and he realizes that. So he knows his life
Uh-oh, Matt, you're breaking up there, but I heard your point. First of all, Steelers aren't going to trade him. There's no chance. There's a 0% chance they're going to trade him. There's a thing called transition tag. Look it up. It gets cheaper and cheaper every single week for them to keep him and have negotiating rights. They're not going to trade him. He'd be a great fit on every team, but that's not the way that it works. 610-632-0975.
But it is a thought. It is a thought. I know why Eagle fans are interested in it, but I think the other issue, Joe, is he gonna, he's going to want to test free agency. You could trade for him now, give up something minor, think you're going to sign him. He's going to find out what he's worth.
Absolutely he is. We're going to be right back. Sal Paolo Antonio coming up next. It's This Week in Pro Football on 97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic. 97.5 The Fanatic invites you and your crew to the Fanatic pregame show and watch party at Sugar House Casino. Join Trey Thomas, Devon Gibbons, and Bob Cooney starting at 1 p.m. The first 97 Fanatic listeners to arrive before kickoff win a Fanatic prize pack, plus the chance to win tickets to the next home game. Stay for the official Fanatic watch party with Natalie and Andrew. See the game on Fishtown Hop's huge 10x10 big screen. Dollar Dogs, $2 Miller Lite drafts, and $12 Miller Lite buckets. A $500 physique barbecue fire pit from Landis Block. And the Sugar House suite seat. VIP reserve seating. Plenty of free parking.
Presented by Sugar House Casino. Philly loves a winner.
Supported by Visit Philly and Gerhardt's Appliances. This is Philadelphia's football station. 97.5 The Fanatic.
Pat Callahan from This Week in Pro Football. Philadelphia sports teams know all about being powerful. But when the power of a violent storm disrupts electric service to your home or business, it's time to look to the power of a Honda generator. And our friends at Norris Sales Company can deliver the best prices and the best service on reliable Honda generators. These portable gas-powered generators all have Honda's legendary four-stroke commercial-grade engines. Honda engines have long been recognized as the industry leader in providing reliable, quiet, and fuel-efficient power and come with a 3-year limited warranty. Norris Sales Company offers the full line of rugged Honda generators from 1,000 watts all the way to 10,000 watts, available for sale and select models for rent. For construction companies, Norris Sales Company offers the full line of Honda dewatering and construction pumps, also available for sale or rent. Visit Norris Sales Company at Conshohocken, PA, or Sicklerville, New Jersey. Also visit online at norrissales.com or call 800-457-RENT.
In celebration of our hometown heroes and park's 20th birthday, they're giving new customers Park Bank 20 for 20 checking account holders $20 a month for 20 months to experience a return to better banking. Some restrictions apply. Visit the anniversary site at parkbank20.com. That's Park with an E. Or call toll-free at 866-727-5325 for more details. Offer available to new Park Bank 20 for 20 checking account customers only. Excludes business accounts. Member FDIC.
What if I told you the key to success is to focus on one? One vision, one story, one BMT. Hi, I'm Frank Leto, CEO of Brimar Trust, and we have one focus, you. Whether you're expanding your business, buying a home, investing, protecting or managing your wealth, BMT has all your financial solutions under one roof, and you work with one team who knows your goals and your story. Start with one. One vision, one story, one BMT. Visit us online at BMT.com.
Relax in comfort with seats that beat the stadium. Harrah's Resort and Bally's Atlantic City Wild Wild West are now taking bets at our new sports books. Available bets include pro and college football, basketball, baseball, hockey, and more. Place your wager on your favorites today and score your own winning record at the book. Can't make the trip? No problem. Download the Caesars Casino app through the App Store or CaesarsCasino.com and bet now. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
What is a Burns Honda original? It's when a family or friend purchases a brand new Honda from Burns, maintains it regularly at the Burns dealership for the next 2 to 3 years, and then trades it back into Burns when they are ready for a new Honda. The Honda they traded in is now a Burns Honda original. Factory certified used car, one dealer, one story. Can a non-franchise used car dealer share the same story? Can they say they sold it new and know the customer and the car? Burns Honda is your used car destination in South Jersey. To find your Burns Honda original, visit burnshonda.com. Today.
If you're injured in an accident, you need an attorney you can trust. With 54 five-star reviews, you can count on Rosenbaum & Associates. Jeff Rosenbaum has been serving our community for over two decades, providing the support and personal attention you deserve. Need a doctor or transportation? Rosenbaum can help. With a long track record of success, Rosenbaum and Associates guarantees if you don't get paid, they don't get paid. If you're injured, remember Rosenbaum.
Hey, it's Trey Thomas, and I'm warming up for this week's pregame show at Sugar House Casino. Tune in before the game to hear my take on what the Birds defense needs to do to keep the Minnesota Vikings out of the end zone this Sunday at the Link. This pregame show warm-up is brought to you by your local Pierce Phelps Bryant dealers, who will do whatever it takes to keep you warm this upcoming winter. Visit NoPayBryant.com to find a dealer near you, and don't forget to join us at Sugar House 3 hours before kickoff.
Champions, man.
World champions.
World champions.
Sports voice of the new Philadelphia, 97.5 The Fanatic. WPEN Burlington, Philadelphia, a Beasley Media Group station. Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast. Philadelphia's football station.
All right, welcome back to hour number two. For those of you just joining us who didn't get the memo, this is actually hour number two of This Week in Pro Football, 97.5 The Fanatic, Pat Callahan, Joe Torty, Tyler Zuli. Taking you through, I guess, getting ready. I hate that phrase, getting you set, as if anybody needs to be set this in front of their television to watch football. Just talking football here in anticipation of week five in the National Football League. We're at 610-632-0975, and we always start the second hour here with a notable host of one of the longest running shows on television, that being the Matchup Show on ESPN, and the host and the author of Philly Special, being Sal Palantonio. Good morning, Sal.
Oh, good morning, Pat and Joe. How are you guys?
All right, we're good. We are good. A little bit early here, Sal. I know, we, you know, a guy like you, we probably had to dust you off early to get here on the phone this morning. But we appreciate you doing that, all right?
I'm ready, baby. I'm ready.
All right. So let me start you off here. We're talking, obviously, about we'll start with this game tomorrow. Who is catching who at the wrong time as far as the level of desperation or any other factor? Who do you think's got the which team do you think's more motivated tomorrow?
I don't know if it's more motivated or not, but I think the Vikings are catching the Eagles at the absolute worst time because the Eagles – had the worst loss of the Doug Peterson era last week in Tennessee. And now they're home where their defense plays exponentially better than they do on the road. And it's tough to beat the Eagles at the Link. It's tough to play against this Eagles defense at the Link. And, you know, the way they lost in such embarrassing fashion last week in Nashville, I think this team is just loaded up.
Sal, one of the main complaints that I think a lot of Eagles fans had is, you know, who are you and what have you done with my super aggressive head coach Doug Peterson with some of his play calls and decisions in the Tennessee game? Do you think that those complaints are merited, and do you think that he feels that he maybe left some out there?
What do you mean?
Well, so in particular, the play at the end of the first half, people were complaining that if you're going to kick the field goal anyway, you don't run it with Jay Ajayi, you take a shot into the end zone, playing for the field goal in overtime, things like that. I think that a lot of Eagles fans who have called the station have had complaints about this isn't what Doug Peterson would have done last year. Do you think that's fair assessment, or is that too harsh?
No, I don't know if it's fair or not, or too harsh. I just think that people look at last year and they just look at the magic that this guy performed in terms of play calling. And, you know, I think people need to be patient because they started the season with Foles. Wentz came in, and now, you know, they're feeling their way out of where they were. It's hard. It's hard in the NFL to change quarterbacks midstream, especially one coming back from a debilitating knee injury. So he feels like he needs to protect Carson Wentz. Perhaps that's some of the reasoning. Maybe he doesn't have the kind of confidence in his offensive line. I mean, they certainly appear to be on the road to shaking up the offensive line. They should, giving up four more sacks in back-to-back games for the first time in nine seasons. That's an alarm bell. And it's pretty clear, as Jason Kelce said this week, The communication has to be there. The technique has to be there. And that's Jason Kelce's way of saying, being critical, self-scouting of what they're doing offensively. It looks like they're going to replace Wisniewski with Cimolo. And if that's the case, that's a major roll of the dice, because Isaac was inserted as the starter last year and only lasted a couple of games, and then he was benched. You know, they've had problems with stunts. They've had problems with twists, delayed linebacker blitzes, run the gamut. And you could see Carson Wentz getting increasingly frustrated. You never see Wentz slam the football down on the ground like he did last week, or look at the offensive line and start clapping loudly at them after a sack. Now, that was very unusual, and I'm sure Carson, made his displeasure known behind the scenes.
Sal, talking with Sal Palantonio here, I'm borrowing from a story by Tim McManus on ESPN.com this week, in which Tim lays out that this is a crucial time right now for Philadelphia, in that comparing 2017 to 2018, points per game, 3rd, 26th, yards per game, 7th, and down to 20th. So my question to you is it systemic? You know, are there actual hard and fast reasons you can reach out and touch as to why it's such a slow start? Or is it, in fact, this intangible ether known as the Super Bowl hangover? I mean, is it possible that they're just not charged up to do this again?
You might be able to talk about Super Bowl hangover in week one or two, but I think we need to put that to bed. We're going into week 5. You know, we're in the throes of the season now. A quarter of the year is over, and it's pretty clear that you can move on from that. I think you got 2 games in 5 days. You got a desperate Vikings team, and you'll probably have an increasingly desperate New York Giants team on Thursday night up in New York. So I think, number one, Pat, to answer your question, and I get this all the time from people, be patient. Be patient. You went from Foles to Wentz midstream. Very unusual situation where you have to sit the MVP of the Super Bowl, the backup quarterback who wasn't playing well, and insert him with a guy who hasn't played football in 10 months because of a debilitating knee injury. Coming back faster than anybody thought, and faster than anybody predicted, and faster than anybody has tried to come back before. Tearing 2 ligaments in your left knee, starting quarterback at the NFL level. People, and I understand the numbers, I get it. They're down a full touchdown in points scored. Everybody gets it. You just got Alshon Jeffrey back last week, and this kid, number 11, is getting a snot knocked out of him. He's been hit or knocked down 31 times in 2 games, not including the 9 sacks. I mean, come on. The numbers are the numbers. I get it. But let's look at the problem. And the problem is you got to protect him, and you got to figure out how to slowly reacclimate this guy while you're trying to do something that hasn't been done in a dozen years, and that's repeat as Super Bowl champions. So everybody just take a breath and go fasten your seatbelts, because it's going to be a bumpy ride, for sure, for sure. But as I said at the beginning to Joe, I mean, listen, the Vikings, a 4 o'clock game against this desperate of a team where the defense plays so much better at Lincoln Financial Field than they do on the road, this is a tough out for the Vikings, a tough out.
And let's talk about that, Sal, because you were just leading into exactly where I was going next, is that I think a lot of people could understand, especially when you lay it out that way, why the offense might be sputtering a little bit or having to rev up. But the more troubling thing for me, and maybe the more surprising thing, is the fall off of a defense that was, you know, ferocious last year. There's all this talk about shaking up the secondary, should they be blitzing more? As far as you're watching these games, what's the reason for maybe a step back from the defense through 4 games?
Well, I think last week you could point to the fact that they just didn't have Rodney McLeod. Now, Rodney McLeod is so important to this team. Why? Well, you know, we have a great piece and a great breakdown on the matchup show tomorrow morning with Greg Cosell and Matt Bowen, and I suggest people watch it. On third down, this year, The Eagles play what's known as a single high safety 83% of the time. That's an extraordinarily high percentage, a definite tendency on defense. And the guy that they've relied to place on, to play center field, to play that single high safety, has been Rodney McLeod. They allow him to be the center fielder. And last year on the, last week on the fly, they tried rookie Avante Maddox. Okay. Well, you know, Avante looks like he's a ferocious player, and I've been impressed with him. Tough, physical, rookie player, not perfectly sized to play safety at the NFL level, but stuck his nose in there and gave it a go. Played corner at Pitt, outside corner at Pitt most of the time. So he's been, you know, jockeyed around and now pressed into service. So I think that's the number one thing. They had a lack of communication. Corey Graham wasn't up to it. That's number one. I think number two, the pass rush just wasn't there. And maybe Jim Schwartz, listen, we watched the Super Bowl, right? And all of us at home were saying the same thing. Blitz Brady, blitz Brady. He is running up and down the field. The Pats aren't even punting the ball. 505 yards passing for Tom Brady in the Super Bowl. Schwartz never blinked. So I don't think he's going to blink now. Not after losing to Marcus Mariota in Tennessee. I don't think he's going to blink now if he didn't blink in the Super Bowl. I think he's just got to live with it, unless Doug is going to get in his ear and say, hey, show me the blitz on 3rd and 4. Where is it? Mm-hmm. Let me see it in your game plan. Unless he sits him down, and this is something that other GMs have told me that they have asked Jim Schwartz in the past when interviewing him. Let me see where the extra pressure is coming from on 3rd and 4 in the fourth quarter when I've got my back against the wall on the 30-yard line. Where is that blitz? It's not in his repertoire.
No, that's an interesting thing. I mean, Eagles, again, you're coming off a year in which you were successful all over the place. I don't know. Maybe you're right. Relax a little bit, and let's not push this panic button all over on both sides of the field.
Well, you know, Pat, the thing is, you lose a guy like McLeod on the fly, and listen, there's no earthly reason to make Marcus Mariota look like Joe Montana.
Right.
I mean, there is not. So, you know, we'll say that for sure. And I'm not trying to make excuses, nor am I justified. What I'm suggesting is, you know, Joe asked me a legitimate question. What is the reason why we didn't see the Eagles defense play well last week? And those are two really good reasons.
Right, right. Well, certainly, I mean, injuries is what I was talking about, too. I think the Eagles are good. You know, I mean, they went through a season last year where they were able to control or make up for injuries. This year, boy, they're getting hit with a lot of them, and I think it's tough to do on the fly. But
yeah, and they're a very undisciplined team right now. They got 35 penalties.
Yeah. Yeah, they're third.
Second most in the league, yeah. I think. The Steelers are number one at 42. I think Philadelphia is second at 35.
Yeah.
The two teams in Pennsylvania combined for 77 penalties.
That's right. It's an angry state. An angry state.
Well, it's 115 yards per game on average for the Eagles.
Yeah.
That's your running attack right now. That basically nullifies your running game. So
right.
they're an unblisted, and it goes back. I sent you an email during the week.
Yeah.
You know what? With all the emphasis on roughing the passer penalties, it's grabbed all the headlines in the 2018 NFL season. Running under the radar is this explosion of illegal contact calls through the first 4 weeks of the season. Weeks 1 through 4, 24 illegal contact flags thrown, 3 times the number in the first 4 weeks last year. Triple, Pat, from 8 to 24.
Mm-hmm.
And who's the referee calling the game? Walt Coleman tomorrow. And he's called the most.
That's Mr. Illegal Contact. Yes.
He's called the most of any referee. So, I mean, that doesn't make things any easier for a secondary that's been maligned by penalties, and were maligned by penalties last week.
And now you got two big, tough receivers in Stephon Diggs, Adam Thielen, and it's going to make it tougher. I think it's the worst penalty on the books. I've said this now on this show for a few years now. I think it's a horrendous penalty. 3rd and 17. A guy throws a little pass up, flag down, forget about it. Automatic.
Illegal contact. It's an automatic first down. It may be only 5 yards.
Yeah.
It's an automatic first down.
That's exactly.
You know what's so funny is, you know, you watch Thursday night. I'm watching the Patriots and the Colts, and I'm hearkening back to when Ty Law and company mugged Marvin Harrison and Reggie Wayne up there in Foxborough with all those illegal contacts down the field. The Colts probably would have walked out of there with several wins if they had called those illegal contacts back then, but now they're calling them.
How about the 2002 Super Bowl when they played the Rams? They almost, you know, they almost physically knocked out the Isaac Bruce and Torrey Holmes, the same thing. But now, forget about it. Forget about it. You're not going to get it. Speaking of that, Sal, let's get around the league a little bit with Sal Powell here. Just a word about overtime games. Is the league at all, I'm hearing a lot of talk on sports radio about, the tie, you know, the like kissing your sister nonsense. I don't have a problem with ties. I don't have a problem really with the way the NFL does it. The only thing I could see is maybe make sure each team gets the ball once, but I'm not even that stoked up about that. With two tie games and a number of overtime games, is the league at all looking at or concerned about the number of overtime games?
It's an unintended consequence to the rule change that ties are up, and I have a problem with ties. I want sudden death overtime back. I definitely do. I'm one of those in the minority. You know, you score, it's done.
A field goal as well.
Yeah.
Okay. Awesome. See, so you wouldn't be supporting of a lot of people have thrown out like a college overtime setup. You're not
like
a fan
that
of that
at all.
Well, okay. I think that the NFL doesn't want to do that because it just unnecessarily prolongs the game and they're worried about injury.
Right. That's
you know, a college game, they play fewer games.
Yeah.
For
sure.
Yeah. The game is, they're just concerned about injury to players.
Right. Right, but I don't have a problem with ties. If that's the result of the game, that's the result of the game. I think it's
so you like soccer then, Pat? You're a soccer guy?
No, not really. But I just think
it's an honest question, Pat. It's an honest question.
Yeah, well, that's an honest answer. No, I don't like soccer. All right, but let me get it. Still
I got him on that one, Joe.
You nailed him.
Let's. I want a word from you though again about this Le'Veon Bell thing. I know everybody's talked about it and there's about trading him. But here's the question I wanted to ask you is you hear a lot from ex NFL players about it. Number one, it's a business. The league's a business. Number two, it's a team game. You got to protect and be there for your teammates. Well, here's a guy that absolutely two sides of that coin right now. That he clearly has tossed his team down the river with not coming back to Week 7 when Pittsburgh might be out of it. If he comes back and the Steelers are one,
it's a weird situation. Yeah. There's no question about.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't understand. I agree with Stephen A. Smith, my colleague. What are you waiting for? Why don't you just come back? I mean, gosh, I don't get it. I just don't get it, Pat. I really don't. I mean, and everybody who is squawking, let's get Le'Veon Bell in Philadelphia. Do you really want this guy who's, you know, already talked about the fact that it's about his body and his money more than his team? I mean, I don't know. It's left a sour taste for me, I think. It's just one of those things where, okay, who's this guy playing for? What is he playing for?
Right.
I don't think he fits into this the quadrant of thinking, as they like to say, in corporate America right now in the Philadelphia.
Well, Sal, let me follow up with you because you just hit on something. Based on your interactions with GMs and executives and things like that, I'm sure that you have some kind of instincts as to how these guys think. This is a guy who has been hurt in his career, has been suspended in his career, and almost arbitrarily, just a year before free agency, decided that he's effectively taken most of this season off. Is he reasonable to expect that there's some kind of big payday coming at the end of this rainbow?
Good question. Don't know. Probably not.
Yeah. I agree, Sal. I think he's way, way overstated. He's playing a bad hand of poker. But,
I don't know how people can think that the Eagles would trade for him when, you know, they had a chance to basically just crack the checkbook open a little bit to keep LeGarrette Blount here. Just a hair.
True.
And they didn't do it. Why would they break the bank for Le'Veon Bell?
Right, you are. All right, listen, today's Top 5 is brought to you by our buddy Pat McConaughey from Annie Mac Home Mortgage. If you're thinking about buying a home, refinancing your existing mortgage, and lowering your monthly payment, give Pat a call so we can hold your hand throughout the whole process. You can reach him at 267-474-6379. Annie Mac is an equal housing lender, NMLS number 338-923. More of a generic Top 5 gentleman here, where we're talking about what we've learned after 4 weeks. You can talk about anything, player, team, whatever. We'll just do five between us. Let me start off here. Sal, with one of my favorite topics, September and October, Andy. What you learned after 4 weeks is that there's always plenty of Andy Cooley. The Chiefs, and this is not all Andy Reid, I understand this, but here's the Chiefs. In 1996, 4-0, and they started 4-0. 2003, 9-0. 2013, 9-0. And all those years, including the last 2 years, they've never won a playoff game. So plenty of Andy Kool-Aid always available after 4 to 5 weeks in the NFL.
Well, I don't think it's Andy Kool-Aid. I think it's Pat Mahomes.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I watch a lot of tape on Pat Mahomes, and we got a great piece again on the Kansas City offense. Now they go back-to-back. Jaguars come into town. Then they got to play Sunday night football in Foxborough against, you know, the rejuvenated Patriots. So here's the bottom line with the Chiefs. They have enough offense. Do they have enough defense? That's the bottom line.
So let's move on to number two in the top five. Mine's really general. The death of the NFL is greatly exaggerated with respect to the lowering the helmet rule. A lot of panic and paranoia in the preseason expecting that this thing's going to ruin football. And I can't think of one notable or game-changing penalty for lowering the helmet thus far through 4+ weeks.
All right, Sal, how about you?
Well, you know, I think the bottom line is this. This is one of those things where, you know, people look at the game now, and I think the future is here. I think the game is wide open, and, you know, people are going to have to deal with it. This is what people want, and this is what the league wants. 288 touchdown passes in the first 4 weeks, most ever, shattering the old record of 205. That's a huge difference. Incredible.
Yeah, that's a slight increase. Man. Isn't that something, the way the game is being played? Now, I was ranting about it in the first hour, Sal, but I was saying how there's five quarterbacks with a completion percentage over 70 so far this season, which I think is ridiculous. You know, and if you take the top 25 all-time single-season quarterback ratings, right, the 25th is 107. Six quarterbacks now have a rating this year higher than 107. So it's just it's just flag football right now. And I'll throw one other thing out for you guys, and that is simply the Eagles cannot lose the NFC East. Now, I know, Sal, what the show's called, but I'm just telling you, the one thing I've learned in 4 weeks, I don't think the Eagles could possibly blow this division title with the other three teams in that division. Does anybody disagree?
Yeah. No, I don't disagree with you. I think that's why if they make incremental improvement offensively, right now, it's never been a better time to be a wide receiver or quarterback in the NFL. Because of the way the game's being officiated and the way the game's being played. And the Eagles have yet to reap the benefits. That's the great irony of what's happening right now with the Philadelphia Eagles. They have yet to reap the benefits of what's going on in the rest of the league. The rest of the league's had an explosion of points, and the Eagles are having a hard time scoring. So if they continue to make incremental improvement, things will naturally open up for them. And they will come back to life because of the way the game's being played and officiated. So in terms of the offense, I think it's going to be okay. I think it's going to come back. And I don't see how they can lose the NFC East. I really don't.
Yeah. All right. All right, we will reconvene next week. By the way, Sal Powell is the author, of course, of the Philly Special, the inside story of how the Philadelphia Eagles won their first Super Bowl. Available on Amazon. Things still going well, Sal?
Pat, thank you for mentioning that. Still the number one sports book in the country, doing great on Amazon. But I will be at the wonderful Collingswood Book Fair this afternoon. I think it's the number one downtown book fair in Collingswood, New Jersey. I'll be there from about 2 to 4, talking about football, signing the book. Book will be available for people. It's always packed. It's right in downtown Collingswood. It's the best book festival anywhere in the Philadelphia region. A lot of people come out, so I'll be there. You'll see me there today. I'll be there this afternoon.
Tell them you know me, Sal. That'll probably help you out a little bit.
All right, sure, Pat. Right. We always mention This Week in Pro Football. Proud to be on the show, Pat. Proud to be on the show. Love the show.
Sal, appreciate it very much. All right, then thanks a lot for the extended time. We'll talk to you next week, pal.
Yes, sir.
All right, there he is, Sal Paolo Antonio. Lot to hack into there. We're going to take a breather, and we'll come back but this week in pro football.
We got Chris Harris. We got to talk some fantasy football. So how about we get Harris, 610-632-0975. We're getting him up the ungodly hour of 7:30 Pacific time. So let's get on the phones here. Any fantasy questions you got, get ready to answer to ask them.
This Week in Pro Football, we'll be right back on 97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, I got a live read to do right here. Got to pay the bills, Joey Bags. All right. A good friend of mine, Joe Calabro, has been a lender, a leader, and commercial lender in the southeastern Pennsylvania market for over 27 years. Joe's a market exec at First Bank, which is a local bank that understands the challenges of business and can make local decisions in a timely manner. Not only is Joe a banker that I know can get business done, but he embraces a rare quality that has been lost in the lending industry, and that quality is building meaningful relationships with clients. To Joe and First Bank, goals are important, but helping businesses meet their financing and cash flow needs is their focus. So I encourage you, if you're looking for a commercial bank for your business, stop in and see Joe or any member of his team in their Westchester office located at 121 North Walnut Street. Or better yet, just give him a call, 484-881-3810. That's 484-881-3810. Joe will come to see you. First Bank is an equal opportunity lender and member FDIC.
Barzetta and Trey in the morning starts this Monday on 97.5 The Fanatic. First topic, Eagles, Vikings. Mark Barzetta, Trey Thomas. Barzetta and Trey in the morning starts Monday on 97.5 The Fanatic.
One vision, one story, one BMT. Hi, I'm Frank Leto, CEO of Bryn Mawr Trust, and we're one team with one goal. To help you grow financially, one decision at a time. Whether it's buying a home, building wealth, or protecting what you've worked for. BMT personalizes financial solutions tailored to fit your specific needs. Making tomorrow's goal a reality with one vision, one story, one BMT. Build on tomorrow today. Visit us online at BMT.com.
Joe Torti from This Week in Pro Football here to tell you about Concrete Cutting Systems, Inc., the industry leader in the field of concrete cutting and robotic demolition for over 20 years in the Philadelphia and tri-state area. So if you have a project which requires any type of concrete cutting or core drilling, concrete demolition, or interior excavating, call the specialist, Concrete Cutting Systems, Inc., located at 2514 Orthodox Street in the heart of Philly at 215-533-0652. With a 45-truck fleet, they are able to service all your concrete cutting, robotic concrete demolition, highway sawing, and sealing needs. They are the only full-service union concrete cutting company based in Philadelphia. 100% emission-free saw cutting and concrete removal services and complete slurry cleanup on all roadway projects are just two of the many environmental-friendly services they offer. Also with offices in Pittsburgh, serving all of western Pennsylvania. Check them out on the web at www.concretecuttingsystems.net.
Well, I talk about my lawn a lot because it's important that it looks good year-round. The summer takes a toll on a lawn. The baking sun makes the grass dormant so it doesn't grow as green and fast. And the ridiculous rain we had this season makes everything grow, especially the weeds. That's why I use my guys in Natural Lawn. Fall's the perfect time to establish and thicken your lawn. Aeration removes small plugs of soil to help your lawn breathe. Now you'll notice the grass grow thicker and greener and ultimately overtake the weeds by simply having more grass than weeds. Regardless of where you live and how your lawn currently looks, Natural Lawn's limited time offer will restore your lawn's health and beauty. Schedule Natural Lawn's full service program and they will seed your lawn free of charge. The number is 800-FREE-SEED. That's 800-FREESEED. Choose my lawn care company, Natural Lawn of America. Greener grass, fewer weeds, guaranteed.
As a business owner, you know a comprehensive employee benefits program helps attract and retain top talent. But the frustration of escalating costs, increased HR, and legislative compliance limits your ability to remain an employer of choice. Work with a partner who can help you gain a competitive edge.
I'm Ron Flaherty, president of Univest Insurance. It's time to take advantage of our comprehensive benefit analysis and protect what matters to you most so you can get on with business. Contact Univest today.
Relax in comfort with seats that beat the stadium. Harris Resort and Bally's Atlantic City Wild Wild West are now taking bets at our new sports books. Available bets include pro and college football, basketball, baseball, hockey, and more. Place your wager on your favorites today and score your own winning record at the book. Can't make the trip? No problem. Download the Caesars Casino app through the App Store or CaesarsCasino.com and bet now. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Join South
Palantonio for a special Sal Pal Football Hour. Live from Poppy's Italian Restaurant, Friday, October 12th from 6 to 7 p.m. Presented by Gaviano Dark Knight and lyric by Etude Wine. Get there early to enjoy Poppy's Happy Hour from 4 to 6:30 p.m. Seating for the Sal Pal Football Hour is limited, so make your reservations today at poppysrestaurant.com. It's a special Sal Palantonio Football Hour. Live from Poppy's Italian Restaurant, Friday, October 12th, 3120 South 20th Street in Philadelphia.
Save on Macy's Columbus Day sales specials, like half-carat total weight diamond stud earrings, $199. Junior's coats, regularly $69.50 to $89.50, now $50 and under. Men's designer suits and sport coats, 60 to 70% off. KitchenAid Classic Stand Mixer, $199.99, now at Macy's. Savings off sale prices, exclusions apply. Macy's Star Rewards offers benefits no matter how you pay. Sign up for free in-store or at Macy's.com/Star Rewards.
Spilled your red, red wine? Quick, the quicker picker-upper. Bounty picks up spills and messes quicker. And is 2 times more absorbent than the leading ordinary brand. So you can get back on track quicker. Bounty, the quicker picker-upper.
Hey guys, Andrea Helfrich with the Flyers here, and I'm about to give you the scoop on a new ticket package you're going to love. It's called the Flyers Adidas Pack, and not only does it include a ticket to your choice of 3 different Flyers games, but you also get a custom Adidas long sleeve tee, plus the Adidas duffel bag that the players use. The best part, the Adidas Pack starts at just $55. You gotta hurry though, it's only available for 3 games in October and November. So go grab yours right now at PhiladelphiaFlyers.com.
Eagles talk all day, all season, all year. 97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, Callahan and Torty back here this week in pro football. 97.5 The Fanatic. I'm in trouble getting all the Harris. Tyler, what's that number showing up?
It's coming up as an accounts receivable something. I'm not quite sure. I got to get a hold of him.
We've been catfished.
Yeah, let's try and get a hold of him there. Accounts, man, Chris ain't paying his bills. Accounts receivable. Man, somebody's commandeered his phone. But don't hang up the phone. We will answer. We'll answer. I mean, Torty and I have been doing this forever. Happy to talk fantasy football with anybody who's kind enough to call in here at 610-632-0975. And do we have him? You don't have him yet.
Is this accounts receivable? It is not. Okay. So we do not have Chris Harris yet. We'll get to him in a moment.
I noticed that Chris has Carson Wentz 17 in his rankings. Boy, I tell you, against a Minnesota defense, giving up 27 points a game. Still no love there for old number 11 out of Chris Harris, huh?
Man, how can that even be possible? Like, I'm looking at the ranks and I'm thinking, can there really be 17 players above the likes of Matthew Stafford, Andrew Luck, and Blake Bortles, your boy?
I know.
Listed ahead of Carson Wentz.
All right, why don't we talk to Matt and then we'll see if we can grab Harris. If not, we'll just rumble through the rest of the show here.
All right, let's go to Matt in Northeast Philly. Matt, what's happening?
What's going on, guys?
How you doing?
My problem all year has been I think I have too many good players, and I leave tons of points on the bench. So
right.
I need to start 1 running back, 2 receivers, and a flex. I got David Johnson, T.J. Yeldon, Jay Ajayi, Keenan Allen, Will Fuller, Ty Hill, Geronimo Allison.
Oof.
Yeah.
All right, let's take them names one at a time. First off, Allison, forget it. He's still in the concussion protocol, so get him out.
Okay.
So you got Johnson, Ajayi, and who's the other running back you got?
Yeldon.
Yeldon's a nice start this week.
He could be a nice start against that Kansas City defense. You got Johnson against San Francisco. Ajayi's just so banged up. I'd go Yeldon out of those three. All right?
Okay.
And you have to start Keenan Allen. You know that.
Yeah, Allen's really, really slow start, but you know that's a mirage. He's going to start catching numerous passes. So I go Allen, and who's the other choice?
Yeah, Will Fuller and Ty Hill.
Oh, Ty Hill, probably, right? Is that the consensus from you?
I would say yes to that because Fuller is back on the injury list. I don't know why they ever take him off it. I mean, really. I mean, it should be known as the Fuller list. So I would. That's what I use. I'm a Ty Hill owner. Frustrated. He dropped a touchdown last Monday night. But
thanks for the call, Matt.
I think there you go. I hope we just solved Matt's problem.
I feel like he does have some nice players there for sure. The problem is that in that scenario, David Johnson gets seated on the bench, and unfortunately, that's where he's kind of earned it at this point.
Yeah, that's what I'd say. You're right. David Johnson, Arizona, they're just one of those completely nondescript teams. They're just not going to score any points. It's always a fantasy question, isn't it, Joe? Do you want the best guy on a low-scoring team because you're going to get most of their points, or do you just want to grab a guy like a Ty Hill or a Davante Adams, a couple of guys that I have, on high-scoring teams? I'd rather take the latter.
Yeah, I kind of would, too. Now, to be fair, our friend Chris Harris, who will be joining us online momentarily, will argue that our logic against David Johnson, according to his rankings, is flat out ridiculous. Hey. Good morning, Chris Harris. How are you?
I'm good. I didn't catch the David Johnson thing, though.
Yeah, we were just talking about, would you rather have a guy like a David Johnson? So do you want the one proven fantasy score on a low-scoring team, or would you rather get one of these ancillary guys? I was using Tyreek Hill. Maybe he's not a great example, but like a Stephon Diggs or somebody like that on a very high-scoring team.
I mean, I don't think I have a specific answer for every scenario. In David Johnson's case, I think he's an awfully good player. So in a lot of Diggs versus David Johnson's a really good, I'm not sure that's close because Diggs is really good. But in most cases, I think I would say I want David Johnson because he's awesome at football.
Yeah. I guess it depends, too, what kind of league you're in. If it's a more touchdown league, then, these low-scoring teams like Arizona. And then who knows, though, Chris? All of a sudden, Mitchell Trubisky, who I've been doing nothing but trashing since he got drafted, 6 touchdowns. I thought for sure I had lots of bare defensive touchdowns last week. I didn't get any.
That's the NFL.
Yeah,
well, I'm sure that you'll go back to trashing Trubisky after this. Like, as soon as he goes back down to where you expected him to be, I'm sure that he won't
Tampa,
be exempt.
Tampa Bay has returned to the mean, that's for sure. I mean, certainly that bloom is off the Fitzmagic rose and anything else in Tampa. But all right, listen, thanks for joining us, Chris. I see you got your usual love of Carson Wentz manifesting. You got him 17th there going into the game tomorrow against a team that's giving up 27 points a game. Why no love there?
Well, you tell me. I'm sure you guys haven't talked at all about the Eagles offense this week. I'm sure it's just been...
Didn't come up.
Just a sweet, sweet week of calm in the city of brotherly love. I know that how mellow you media guys are in Philadelphia, so yeah, I can understand why you'd be questioning.
Is there any chance that despite like the ranking that there might be a step forward? Like we were talking to Sal Paolo Antonio saying that it's going to have to be incremental improvements. Is there a chance for an incremental improvement against a Minnesota defense that's talented but hasn't stopped anybody in the last couple weeks?
Right, of course. I mean, it's their Super Bowl winning team. They have much the same personnel. Of course, yes. The answer is yes. I mean, Minnesota's defense got run over by the Rams. That doesn't really count. I mean, the Rams run over everybody, right? Steamroll. Buffalo game, it wasn't a defensive problem. That was like Josh Allen channeling his inner Brett Favre for 5 minutes. You know, I feel like the Vikings defense is very good. So it's a difficult challenge. But, one they rose to in January last year. And sure, of course, there absolutely is. I mean, I think the issue with fantasy quarterback is just there's a lot of them.
Yeah, sure.
And I don't know why you take the chance on somebody who hasn't done it yet. You just don't need to. You know, right. I would certainly be hanging on to Wentz because he's great. But right. I would probably wait until I see the big explosion, which could happen this week.
Mike in West Deptford wants to ask you a fantasy question. Mike, you're on with Chris Harris.
Hey, thanks for taking the call, guys. So I got Alvin Kamara, Pennsylvania. He's a starter. He's a lock. But I have Mark Ingram. I have Dalvin Cook. And I have Chris Thompson. I need to start one of them guys. And my receiver, is Tyreek Hill going to do anything against Jacksonville? Or do I go Will Fuller or Kenny Galladay?
I mean, I would always be playing Tyreek Hill. He makes your week. It's so tough to ever sit Tyreek Hill. He is the kind of guy who's up and down. That's just what he does. But when he's up, you win when he's up, So I gotta go with him. The Ingram question is great, right? Because if you have both of them, and a lot of people are going to have both of them, do you just roll with both of them? And, for one week, I would rather not. But if Dalvin Cook's the alternative, we don't even know if he's going to play. We don't know how much he's going to play. So, you know, I think I'd probably just say Chris Thompson and Alvin Kamara. But if you went Ingram and Alvin Kamara, you're sort of putting all your eggs in one basket, but it's a pretty darn good basket.
Yeah, it's a Drew Brees owner, too. I feel bad about that. I just think that I enjoyed, except for last week, Drew had a nice start for me, but I just see trouble on the horizon now with Ingram back. I think they do. They downshift into more of a, inside. And, of course, inside the 10, they were introducing that they were bringing this other clown out and putting lining Brees up wide. I was thrilled with that. Yeah, when that was
Taysom
that.
Hill. Taysom Hill. I think Brees will be fine. I got to be honest. You know, that was one of the big inefficiencies this summer that you, Pat, were really smart to take advantage of, with people going, oh, he's old. He only had 23 touchdown passes last year. That's a running offense now. It's not. Yeah. You know, just last year they got tackled on the one a lot. Yeah. You know, they got. I think you're going to be fine with Brees.
Yeah. Hey, listen, just one other thing with you. I was talking about it earlier in the show. I read that the Chargers, I know you're a big Charger fan now being out there in Los Angeles, are actually piping in crowd noise in anticipation of this game tomorrow against the Raiders. I mean, how horrendous is that for the Chargers as an organization that they're piping in crowd noise in anticipation of a home game?
Right, in practice, yeah. I mean, there's problems with that team anyway, just being in Los Angeles, but then also that stadium is in Carson. That stadium is, I'm downtown Los Angeles. I'm 4 miles from the Coliseum. At least the Rams play in a place that I know exists, and it's cool, like a cool venue.
Yeah.
This soccer stadium in Carson, there's just no one wants to go.
That's a shame. It's a shame for the Chargers.
Let's get one more fantasy question in with Dan in Philly. What's happening, Dan?
Dan, are you there?
Yo, yeah, I need three receivers. I got Beckham, Green, Woods, Calvin Ridley, and that's it. I already benched Edelman and
another three-team fantasy league, Eric. Chris, what do you think?
No, come on now. So you're going to play Beckham and Green every week, and I have Woods a little bit ahead of Ridley. The Ridley is all about the touchdown hot streak. He has 6 touchdowns. Julio Jones has 0 touchdowns. And, of course, I don't know when that will change, but I think it will. And I would be more apt to play the guy in the Rams offense, so I'll say Woods.
All right, listen, Chris Harris, we appreciate it very much. Sorry we had trouble getting a hold of you there. Tyler was dialing some tat line. I don't know what was going on, but we did get you. Appreciate you getting up at a godly hour. And thanks very much. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, guys. Thanks for having me.
All right. There he is. The great Chris Harris joining us. And all kinds of fantasy issues now. I got. I understand Devontae Adams just made the injury list, so my team is now starting to wobble a little bit here, Joey. Getting a little concerned.
You're a little concerned. I'm on to fantasy hockey season. That's where I am. This week in pro football, we'll be right back, including the dreaded picks segment. Don't go anywhere except right here, 97.5
The Fanatic. 97.5
The Fanatic.
Gargano is back on The Fanatic.
We're very excited to have you here.
Jason Mertedis, The Fanatic Midday Show, starting Monday on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Evolution Energy Partners has helped hundreds of businesses save millions of dollars on their energy spend. They offer electricity and gas procurement strategies, efficiency audits and engineering, and financing solutions, as well as online utility bill management. To learn how your business can save, visit www.evolutionep.com or contact Chuck Hershella at 610-329-8288. Evolution Energy Partners, energy solutions to improve your bottom line.
Want to save money on your energy bill? Try switching to UGI Energy Services. We're your local partner for energy planning and budgeting with sound purchasing advice and pricing directly from us, not through a broker or third party. We believe in building honest relationships with our customers, and it starts with competitive energy rates. To take control of your energy bill, partner with a natural gas and electric provider you can trust. Visit UGIEnergyServices.com.
Joe Torti from This Week in Pro Football here to tell you about Concrete Cutting Systems, Inc., the industry leader in the field of concrete cutting and robotic demolition for over 20 years in the Philadelphia and tri-state area. So if you have a project which requires any type of concrete cutting or core drilling, concrete demolition, or interior excavating, call the specialist, Concrete Cutting Systems, Inc., located at 2514 Orthodox Street in the heart of Philly at 215-533-0652.
With a 45-truck fleet, they are able to service all your concrete cutting, robotic concrete demolition, highway sawing, and sealing needs. They are the only full-service union concrete cutting company based in Philadelphia. 100% emission-free saw cutting and concrete removal services and complete slurry cleanup on all roadway projects are just two of the many environmental-friendly services they offer. Also with offices in Pittsburgh, serving all of western Pennsylvania. Check them out on the web at www.concretecuttingsystems.net.
I never really paid much attention to my wardrobe. I mean, really, us guys don't give a hoot about that stuff. Turns out other people do care. Like, say, your boss, your clients, your girlfriend, your wife. What you wear does matter. So I looked into Stitch Fix. The cool thing? I don't have to sweat the details. They take care of it for me. Even better, I don't have to shop for clothes. It's easy. Just visit stitchfix.com/Philly. Take a little quiz. You know, your size, budget, style preferences. Then Stitch Fix matches you with a personal stylist who picks clothes, shoes, and accessories you'll love. Pay a $20 styling fee and get a box full of items to try on. You only pay for what you like, and the $20 fee is applied to what you decide to keep. Keep all the items, and you'll get 25% off your entire purchase. Oh, and shipping, returns, and exchanges are always free. No subscription required, and you decide when you get your next fix. Start making the right impression now at stitchfix.com/Philly. You'll never have to shop for clothes again. Try it today at stitchfix.com/Philly.
When it comes to business insurance, business as usual just doesn't cut it, because there is nothing routine about managing risk, mitigating loss potential, or creating a customized business insurance solution at competitive prices. Expect more from your insurance partner. Choose Univest.
I'm Ron Flaherty, president of Univest Insurance. Contact us today for a customized risk analysis, and we'll protect what matters to you most so you can get on with business. Contact Univest today.
Fiber optics move crazy amounts of data at even crazier speeds, and Fios is the 100% fiber optic network, which means you can stream, game, and watch your favorite team play all at once. And when you get Fios Gigabit Connection, custom TV with select packages that include ESPN and phone with a two-year agreement, you'll get $200 toward a range of Google and Nest smart home devices. Go to Verizon.com/big game to get Fios today.
Save on Macy's Columbus Day sales specials, like half-carat total weight diamond stud earrings, $199. Junior's coats, regularly $69.50 to $89.50, now $50 and under. Men's designer suits and sport coats, 60 to 70% off. KitchenAid Classic Stand Mixer, $199.99, now at Macy's. Savings off sale prices, exclusions apply. Macy's Star Rewards offers benefits no matter how you pay. Sign up for free in-store or at Macy's.com/Star Rewards.
Philadelphia's football station. 97.5, The Fanatic.
So the question ain't about how receptive are they going to be to him. It's how receptive is he going to be to them. If I'm walking into that locker room and I'm Le'Veon Bell, I don't give a damn what they think about me. They need to be concerned with how I'm looking at them. Here I am trying to get paid.
Tyler tells me that he had another clip that we don't have time to get on. Like, how many days later was it, Tyler? It was like a 2 days later.
2 days.
Yeah. 2 days later, he comes on and he says the exact polar opposite thing Stephen A. Smith were talking about. That what are you doing, Le'Veon? You know, so I don't know. But I think it's just an interesting topic. But I think he has completely burned any bridges in that Pittsburgh locker room. But we'll see how it plays out. All right, listen, as usual, right on topic with my sponsor, South Pal was presented by First Bank. Chris Harris was presented by Concrete Cutting Systems. How about, before we squeeze in that last phone in, how about we do a little, let's do a little Dread Pick segment right now, presented by the good folks at UGI. Joey Bags, we were both 2-1 last week. I'm 7-5. You are 6-6. I still have the con. I'm going first, all right?
Absolutely.
All right, I am going to go Steelers -3 against Atlanta. This is a very risky pick, I know that, but I just think Pittsburgh's going to have to step it up at some point. Atlanta, a terrible road team. I mentioned earlier, 0-7 against the AFC. The AFC. I think the Steelers win one here. I'm going to go Jacksonville +3 at Kansas City. Maybe this is an anti-Patty Mahomes Hall of Fame pick, but I think Jacksonville is laying for this game. The Jags, very good defensively. Denver did a couple things there that kind of upset the apple cart with Kansas City last week before the Chiefs rallied in the fourth quarter. I like Jacksonville to win this game outright. And I'm going to go Detroit on a pick against Green Bay. Don't normally like Detroit at home. But Green Bay just totally banged up right now. They might not have any starting receivers at all tomorrow for that game. And there's just something not right with Green Bay. I think Detroit wins this game.
I'll start out by saying that we have selected one of the same games. I will also take Detroit in a pick against Green Bay. That game just feels off to me for all the reasons that you said. So we match up there. However, two different games. First, I will be taking, I can't believe I'm saying this, those Cincinnati Bengals minus the 6.5 points.
Ooh, that's a big number, Joey.
Against Miami. I know 2-3-1 teams. It just feels like Cincinnati's rolling early,
right.
And I want to be on that train. And I will stick with the hometown team, the Philadelphia Eagles minus the 3 against Minnesota. I like this spot for Philadelphia a lot more than I do for Minnesota. So I will go Detroit in a pick 'em. Cincinnati minus 6.5 and Philadelphia minus 3.
All right. Fair enough. How about we switch right into, why don't we grab Mitch and then we'll do a little Where Are They Now?
Sure. Let's go to Mitch in East Windsor. Mitch, you're on This Week in Pro Football.
How's it going, Jack? Joe? Right. Thanks for taking my call.
You got it.
I think on paper, Minnesota looks like they have a real awesome run game. It's going to be tough to stop them, I think, and I hope they do. You imagine, I can see why one of the best backups got to the championship last year in Casey. Game, they have some running game. I know the defensive line is hurting with Everson Griffin. I hope he can get his life straight now. USC, that's how I remember these guys. USC, there was another guy they drafted too. Yudiski, but something he had to retire because of some type of health. Anyway, I wanted to say, I think the Rams can go undefeated. And you would talk about Mitch Trubisky. I think he'd be good. Remember him? He's got a good running back and there's another scat back. His name is T. Cohen. Mitch Trubisky to T. Cohen. That's the name you're going to combo you're going to remember.
Mitch, you're the only Mitch that I'm a fan of, brother. You're the only one. I'm not on the Trubisky train.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I think Mitch could be like Carson Wentz, and his first year in the NFL wasn't too good, like Jeff Goff, but the group has picked up tremendously since then.
Even with that bear helmet on, I don't know. The next Carson Wentz. Wow, what a leap after 1 week.
I thought Carson Wentz was actually pretty good his rookie year, to be honest with you.
Yeah. You know, I didn't get a single guess on my trivia question. I'm so disappointed in this. But I'm going to give the answer in case anybody cares. The three quarterbacks, active quarterbacks, highest postseason passer rating, Matt Ryan, Aaron Rodgers, Drew Brees. I'm a little surprised to see Ryan up there, but there you go. Now we got one last thing to do here. And thanks to Tyler Zuli, I might have another 59 seconds to do it.
He's a champion.
That's Where Are They Now, presented by Evolution Energy Partners. And the subject this week with Minnesota coming in, Jim Marshall.
Kelmer driving for the first down, losing the football. It's picked up by Jim Marshall. He's running the wrong way. Marshall is running the wrong way. And he's running it into the end zone the wrong way. Thinks he scored a touchdown. He scored a safety.
The great Jim Marshall. Of the Purple People Eaters and that famous front four that the Vikings had in the mid-60s, Jim Marshall played in 282 consecutive games, which was then an NFL record, broken by Jeff Fiegels, which, I mean, as a punter, I mean, come on. He was drafted in fourth round of the 1960 draft out of Ohio State, and, of course, a great, great career known for only one thing, Joe, and that is picking that ball up and running the wrong way. He now lives in St. Louis Park, Minnesota, at the age of 81 years old. So how about that? Presented by Evolution Energy Partners. So you like, you do like Philadelphia tomorrow. I kind of like him too, Joe. I think Philadelphia is going to win this game tomorrow, but it's hard to picture Minnesota. I had them as the primary challenge to the Eagles' supremacy in the NFC, and they could be looking at 1-3-1.
It's crazy. And I think that they mirror the Pittsburgh Steelers in a lot of way, where people are like, watch out for Pittsburgh in the AFC, and all of a sudden they've struggled. I know our very own Tyler Zuli would stand behind his prediction that the Minnesota was going to go to the Super Bowl. They might be your Super Bowl winner.
I was adamant about it. Very adamant.
If you showed your work, it made sense, and for whatever reason, it's not working.
Are you as adamant now?
No, just because of how deep the NFC is.
Yeah. But there's parallels between Minnesota in the NFC North and Philadelphia here. I don't think there's another really, really strong team in that division. I think Minnesota, assuming they don't dig the hole any deeper than 1-3-1, I think Minnesota still has a chance to win that.
Yeah, they could get out. It's not quite a must-win yet, but it's almost there. I don't know if there's anybody that I'm afraid of in the NFC East, so that's why the complacency could still be there for the Eagles. But, man, oh, man, I'd like to see at least the quality of play take a step up, even if it's not going to be a dramatic thrashing of the Vikings.
But I wonder, though, could the Bears be any good?
Of course, that defense is totally good.
I know.
100%.
If Trubisky is anywhere near like he was last week, the Bears could be a tough out in that division for Minnesota, one that they never counted on having to solve, you know?
No, and Green Bay as well, taking a little bit of a down year. You said all of their weapons are banged up. I mean, could it be the Bears' year?
I don't know. It's an interesting thing. You know, it's early yet, I know that, but I mean, the window could be closing, I think, in Green Bay and Pittsburgh. These are stalwart NFL cities that have been challenging for Super Bowls for years, and I just wonder now if maybe some retooling doesn't have to happen to two famous NFL cities.
Now, I'm sure that that's on the horizon. I know that Pittsburgh's already drafted their quarterback of the future. You might be looking at that in Green Bay as well in the near future. So that's going to just about wrap things up for this week in pro football. Really enjoyed it, Pat Callahan. Thank you so much. Tyler Zuli produced. And we will talk to you next week. Normal time, right?
We're actually back for a normal time for a two-hour show. I don't know how that happened, but we're pretty excited about it.
Yeah. All right, we'll talk to you next time on This Week in Pro Football.